Meander, verb, a circuitous journey or excursion, to wander aimlessly and idly without fixed direction. Meander, an alternative definition, something commentator Joel Achenbach wants to do more often.
A lost art of our time is meandering. No one meanders anymore. They might occasionally digress. They might make a brief detour. They might start to walk across the room and momentarily forget where they were going. They might wake up and realize that what they really want to do is go back to sleep. But that's not meandering. It's not meandering when you have a destination, a goal, a terminus. To meander means to let go of this repressive notion of the end point. Meandering is not necessarily physical. It can be purely intellectual, verbal. It's anything that abhors an agenda, a blueprint, or, worst of all, a schedule. To meander is to exist in a world of infinite possibility. So why, if it's so wonderful, do people refuse to meander? Well, it takes time and is fundamentally pointless. We are not fond as a culture of pointlessness. We have crops to harvest. We have deadlines to meet. Economic forces drive us toward efficiency and thus create a huge disincentive to do anything directionless. We are a culture that gives lip service to country roads, even as we speed down the superhighway. What's tragic is that even kids have stopped meandering. You may recall that Winnie the Pooh liked to go on what he called wanderings. He'd pack a lunch and just start wandering around. Charming fellow, Winnie, but let's face it, he wasn't CEO material. All children today are raised to be future CEOs. Kids have schedules that are densely packed with lessons, athletic events, homework, test preparation, community volunteer work, all of it designed to leverage their position in society to its maximum potential. I'm always telling my kids, stop doing your homework and go outside and just run around for a while. Just go play and throw a ball, climb a tree, break something. Just go be children, for crying out loud. I'll admit, I'm not that much of a role model when it comes to meandering. I've been sitting in my same office chair since 1993 and haven't moved once. I pretend I'm on the telephone so people won't walk up and have an unscheduled, verbally meandering conversation with me. Is that weird? I hope not. Let's get back to children's stories. Dr. Seuss, now he knows meandering. In Green Eggs and Ham, the plot takes place on a train that rides on tracks that are determined to go nowhere in particular. In One Fish, Two Fish, we discover that amazing bestiary, including the creature called a Zanz, the pet called a Zeep, the antlered animal called the Gak. These things are out there. The world is incredible. From there to here, from here to there, funny things are everywhere. If you know how to meander and find them.
The comments of Joel Achenbach, a columnist for The Washington Post and author of the new book, It Looks Like a President, Only Smaller,